strike from Russia, but instead likely Ukraine fending off Russian airstrikes. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada will extend its mission training Ukrainian soldiers. Trudeau made the announcement yesterday on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Indonesia. He's calling for an investigation into the missile striking Polish land. Canada's inflation rate is holding steady at 6.9%. StatsCan announced the numbers this morning after several months of decline. The federal agency says the price of gas was up, as were mortgage interest costs. The public health agency says a flu epidemic has begun in Canada. Cases are surging. We have surpassed the annual threshold, and positivity rates have nearly doubled in a week. Hospitals are fighting a three-front war with the flu, COVID, and RSV. And Ontario education workers have filed a five-day strike notice once again. QP represents 55,000 workers in Ontario schools and says talks have broken down with the province, even though they've found middle ground on wages. The union says the province is refusing to invest in services the students need, while the province is expressing disappointment in the strike notice. Sports and weather next.
At recess, I usually walk around by myself.
Autism can isolate children and their families. Learning about autism can help change that.
One day last year, for the first time, a student asked me to come and play with her. It was one of the happiest days of my life.
To find out how your school can help raise awareness, visit our website or call Together for Autism.
Everyone wants to be included.
If you drive when you drink, your life isn't the only life you threaten.
Hi, I'm Betty, and I'm Ojibwe. Last year, I lost my mom. Her car was hit by a drunk driver. Mom was a traditional dancer, and she could sew, and she made all of the children's regalia. Who will pass on the culture and traditions now?
Think if this was your family. Think of how a senseless act can take away a life. A message from Mad Canada and your Indian Métis Friendship Center.
Please, don't drink and drive.
Ignite Radio Sports.
Taking a look at sports, the Leafs defeated the Penguins 5-2 in one of nine games on the ice. The Devils downed the Canadiens 5-1, and Vancouver got past Buffalo 5-4. Two Canadian teams are in action tonight. Ottawa plays host to Buffalo, and the Oilers are home to the Kings. Over in the OHL, the Hamilton Bulldogs are hosting Barrie. The game is underway at the First Ontario Center. And in the NBA, the Raptors host the Heat tonight.
Ignite Radio Weather.
Taking a look at Hamilton weather, snow ending this morning, then a slight chance of flurries or rain. Expect about 2 centimeters, a high of +2. Cloudy skies tonight, a slight chance of flurries down to -2, feeling like -6. And mainly clouds again tomorrow. We might see some flurries up to +2. Currently outside the Ignite newsroom, it's -1, but feels like -4.
Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Ignite Radio Now.
Let me show it. You are exactly what I want. Kinda cool and kinda not. Wanna give myself to you. Yeah, we're driving down the freeway at night. I only got one thing in mind.
driving on the freeway at night. I only got one thing in the back of my mind. I'm feeling like this might be my time to shine with you, with you, with you. I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes. I only got one thing on my mind. You got me stuck on the thought of you. You're making me feel brand new. You're more than a sunshine in my eyes. La da la da la da la la da la da 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 la da 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 la da la da la da da la da la da 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 da.
Ignite Radio, that was Sunroof by Nikki Yore. I'm Asa with the Pre-Lunch Bunch. With me is my co-host Tyler, and we're going to be with you for the next hour on Ignite Radio. Now, Tyler, you're human, right?
I mean, yeah, some people... No, I'm just going to say, yes, I am human.
If so, you're part of a new world record. The Earth has just reached a population of 8 billion alive, according to the United Nations. And, you know, they claim it obviously isn't an exact time frame when it was hit, like... They claim it might not have even happened yet, since honestly they can't interview every single person on Earth saying, hey, you alive? But still, pretty big news. Last time we hit a milestone was like 7 billion people back in 2010.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know we were getting close to 8 billion. I don't really pay attention to that a lot, but I remember like geography class in grade 9, I would always look at like how many people we have in there, and it's like, that's crazy. But I think we were at like 7.7 then, like, I don't know, but I mean, it's gone crazy since then. I didn't even know we were getting close to 8 billion, so.
Honestly, it's kind of both, like, inspiring and frightening at the same time. It was something like the 1800s when the human population was only around a billion or so. Wow. It took them almost a century to get, like, to 2 billion in the early 1900s, and it just snowballed since then.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I think, man, I don't want to get into it, like, crazy, but... I mean, I feel like our population is growing at a very good rate, but there's a lot of people, like I know Elon Musk talks about it a lot. He says the biggest threat to humanity is, you know, not people not having enough kids and people not, you know, growing the population enough. But it feels like by the population growing, we're at 8 billion. It feels like we're there, you know, we're at, you know, quite a good amount of people. We're at a good rate too.
Yeah, honestly, maybe too much. Like, there's not that much land on Earth unless we can somehow figure out how to, like, go underwater, you know? But all in all, I think we should celebrate the fact we're some of the most resilient animals on Earth, despite being, you know, apes with bigger brains. Speaking of record highs, coming up after the ad break will be High by the Chainsmokers on Ignite Radio.
It multiplies.
It grows.
It is relentless. It has become more powerful. It is in every community across this land.
Behind every person who is touched by cancer, there's a growing force fighting all types of cancer in communities across the country. The Canadian Cancer Society. Let's make cancer history. Call 1-888-939-3333 or visit cancer.ca.
Imagine trying to do the simplest things. Ride a bike. Or sing a song. Or read a bedtime story to a child. And feeling your body break down into fits of coughing and terrifying shortness of breath. Imagine living that way and dying that way. Cystic fibrosis causes severe breathing problems that make everyday things almost impossible. Eventually, CF becomes fatal. Please visit cysticfibrosis.ca and breathe life into the future.
Ignite Radio. Listen live on the TuneIn app and online at igniteradio.ca.
Never does.
Oh, you only say you love me when you're high. He's like, we go through the same thing every night. Oh, you always swear that it's gonna change, but it never does. Tell me that you're gonna change and act like this instead. I'm too old to want somebody's always switching up the friends. I can make you
Radio, that was Crab Bucket by Chaos. Speaking of Chaos, Tyler, do you drive?
I do drive. I drive to school every day. It's about a 35, like 40-minute drive, depending on how fast I want to go. But now, because the roads are getting bad, the snow's starting to fall, I'm gonna start driving a bit slower when I come to school.
Yeah, how have you been feeling about the Hamilton roads specifically? I know a lot of people have been having issues with them.
Yeah, the roads for me weren't bad today, so I'm glad about that. I take the back roads every day too, so I guess maybe if the roads get really bad, I'll start taking the highway more, because I guess it'd be more cleared off than the roads I take.
Yeah, especially with all the snow coming in, we just got our first snowfall today.
Yeah.
Luckily, I don't drive, though. I take the bus. I'm too scared of driving.
You're scared of driving? Do you have your license?
I have my beginners. That's it. Okay. And then I tried driving after, family car and all that. And after one guy went past me and honked a bit too loud, that was it for me.
Yeah, you're just not feeling it? Hey, I mean, I was like that at the beginning, too. But once I started driving every day, I just kind of stopped thinking about it. And, you can only control what you could control. People are going to get mad regardless. People are impatient. So, you don't really have to worry about other people. But taking the bus isn't a bad option either.
It's nice, though. You do see the wackiest characters on the bus, especially the Barton.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been on the bus, but I don't plan on going on the bus anytime soon.
If I could drive, though, I would definitely want a Dodge Challenger out of all cars ever. That's like my dream car. I'd learn to drive if I somehow got my hands on one of those.
A Dodge Challenger. There we go.
Maybe after the snow stops, like, I'll look back into getting my license. But until then, I'm not risking it this winter.
You said Dodge Challenger. Do you mean Dodge Charger? Because I drive a Dodge Challenger, and it's not the best car,
Is the Challenger the one with the two doors?
No, that's the Charger, okay. I think.
Charger, my bad.
Yeah, I have
the
Challenger.
They sound the same. It's all right. It's all right. Anyway, Ignite Radio, coming up next is some entertainment news by Jack.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hamilton and Burlington offers mentoring opportunities to meet the needs of children and families. Big Brothers Big Sisters are always looking for more donations and volunteers. With your help, we can make a difference in the eyes of the youth's future. At Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hamilton and Burlington, we believe in the value and values of mentoring. Please visit our website at callbigbrothers.com and browse our many different programs to help today's youth for a better tomorrow.
I'm Dan Force, program coordinator for your Hamilton Crime Stoppers, an international program providing citizens a way to report crimes anonymously. Crime Stoppers partners with the community, media, and police to spread the message to help fight crime. Crimes can be reported anonymously by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or visiting our website at crimestoppershamilton.com. Follow us on Twitter at Stopping Crime to listen to recent crimes of the week and links to our reenactments on YouTube. Your tip is important and might be the key to solving a crime and could be eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,000.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
The Boots and Hearts Festival is back. They announced via Instagram that the festival will take place from August 10th to the 13th with a lineup including notable names like Nickelback, Tim McGraw, and Keith Urban. Taylor Swift fans have crashed Ticketmaster. That's right, Ticketmaster announced via Twitter that the demand for Swift's presale tickets was unprecedented, and due to website crashes, the company would reschedule presale tickets to Wednesday, November 16th at 2 p.m. local time for all shows. The Grammy nomination list is out. The 65th Annual Grammy Award Ceremony will be held at the Crypto Arena, formerly known as the Staples Center. The ceremony will take place on February the 5th, 2023. Marvel's Black Panther: Wakanda Forever dominated the box office in its debut, earning $180 million over the weekend. Wakanda Forever crushed the record for a November opening in North America, soaring past The Hunger Games, which previously held the record at $158 million. I'm Jack, and that was your Entertainment Minute.
Want to get social?
Social? Hit us up at Ignite Radio now.
This is Ignite Radio.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red. Saturday morning is fading. The sun's reflected by the coffee in your hand. My eyes are caught in your gaze all over again. We were love drunk, waiting on a miracle. Trying to find ourselves in the winter snow. So I
the globe. Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow. Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Taking internet radio
to the next level.
This is Ignite Radio.
Fog in the mirror, a ghost of yourself. You lost your voice when you asked for help. You wanna run with nowhere to go. Guess I should do better at letting you know. Don't waste time on your demons. Find that space you can breathe in. Not too long till it's over. Rest your head on my shoulder. When we're broken and blinded, we all need someone to guide us home, home. About everyone else, you're just a stranger inside of yourself. All of the silence weighing you down. I'll be the voice, I'll scream and I'll shout. Oh, don't waste time on your demons. Find that space you can breathe in. Not too long till it's over. Rest your head on my shoulder. When we're broken and blinded, we all need.
Ignite Radio, that was I See You by Tyler Shaw.
Now, Asa, before you get into our break here, I have to issue an apology to you. I do not drive the Dodge Challenger. I don't even know what vehicle I drive. I drive the Dodge Caliber after some reconsideration. I think it's something with those C names, you know, the Charger, the Challenger, the Caravan, the Caliber. It just had me confused, but you were right. The Dodge Challenger is a nice vehicle.
It's the two-door one, right?
Yes, it is a two-door one.
Thank you.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, you were right on that.
All right. Anyway, Ignite Radio. Now, Tyler, you chose to take radio at Mohawk, so clearly you got some love of music, right?
I mean, I love music. I'm not a big fan. I'm not the type of person who listens to albums when they drop. But,
yeah.
But I love, you know, I just love music. I listen to it all the time. So.
Yeah, I have like a four-hour playlist that's like split up between three other playlists. It's great.
Yeah.
But did you hear about the Grammy nominations?
I did hear about that.
I am personally most interested in Song of the Year. Did you see any of the nominations?
I think I saw, there was Lizzo and Taylor Swift and a lot of the other names or songs I didn't take a, you know, liking to. But those were the two that were most notable, I would say.
Yeah, a few personally, like, I've been keeping up with, like, current music fully, but I knew a few songs. Like, personally, About Damn Time by Lizzo, I hope that one wins. That song's been an earworm for me lately.
No, that's a good song. I like that song.
And then did you see the Taylor Swift nomination?
Yeah,
it's the 10-minute version.
Yeah, that's it. You know what? Well. You know what's crazy? As Jack talked about earlier, the ticket, Matt, you know, the Taylor Swift fans are crazy. They crashed an entire website.
I know.
So I mean, they're gonna get their girl in the nominations. So.
That stadium will be full. But with the Grammys, some of the other categories shocked me as well. As I've never been like a big award show enthusiast, but ever since I got into Mohawk Radio, I've had to like, you know, look into them more. And so I never knew the Grammys gave out an award for best audiobook.
Wow, I didn't know that either. That must be like more of a recent thing, I would say.
I'd assume so. But yeah. Like, they also have like categories like best comedy special, with like Jim Gaffigan is in. I'm a personal big fan of him. I hope he wins. And then there is my favorite category that I read was best song written for visual media, which has the Disney classic We Don't Talk About Bruno.
Okay, so that's what that means for visual media. So it's like a movie song.
Ever since my siblings were a big fan of Encanto, and ever since then that song has been stuck in my head. Like, unlike other songs, I'm still a big fan of that. Like, I could listen to that on repeat.
I would assume the song that Rihanna made for Black Panther would be in there.
It was on there too. Okay. I haven't seen the new Black Panther yet, but we'll talk about that next break. After the ads, we got Jack coming back at you with What's Up Mohawk, only on Ignite Radio.
Hey, it's your sore back and neck. You're stressed. You can't focus or study. Where do you find relief?
Mohawk College's Massage Therapy Student Clinic can help. Feel your stress melt away as skilled massage therapy students knead away those knots. Book your one-hour session online at mohawkcollege.ca. Type in Massage Therapy Student Clinic for booking times and prices. Mohawk College students pay $10.
Do you get frustrated with writing essays? How about with reading? Do you frequently lose focus on all the aspects that come with reading and writing? Well, do not fret, Mohawk College students, because help is here. The Mohawk College Writing Center is here to assist you with all your reading and writing difficulties. With their 3 locations, the Writing Center is dedicated to help improve your employability and success. Develop your written and verbal communication skills now. Visit the Learning Center at your Mohawk College campus today or online at mohawkcollege.ca.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
Starting Monday, the Army will be hosting FIFA World Cup events for the next 2 weeks. Join the MSA for a whole bunch of special activities, kick off with a Keep Up contest on November 21st and ending with a food pop-up on December 2nd. There will also be a screening of a special Canada game in the McIntyre Performing Arts Center on December 1st. The MSA will be hosting a Know Your Numbers clinic from 12 to 1 today in front of Booster Juice. The clinic is there to help students track number and collect measurements to help them reach their health and fitness goals. If you missed this week, don't worry. There's clinics available for the next 2 Wednesdays. There's more information available at mohawkstudents.ca. Tomorrow, November 17th from 12 to 1, the Language and Culture Center is hosting the second annual Mohawk College International Fashion Show. This is a chance for international students to share their traditions with the rest of the Mohawk community. Volunteers are encouraged, and students, faculty, and staff are welcome to participate. I'm Jack Chisholm, and that's What's Up Mohawk.
Not your average internet radio station.
This is Ignite Radio.
Hit music. Hit music.
Now.
Now.
Too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run. I was born for this.
Whip, run me like a race. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip. Word upon your lip. Rather that you rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes.
Hanging on to the visual, I wanna be invisible. Looking at my ears like I'm out of dumb. Everybody needs to be a part of them. Never be enough on the prodigal son. I was born to run, I was born for this.
hypothetical, working out of something that I'm proud of. Out of the box, an epoxy to the world and the vision we've lost. I'm an apostrophe. I'm just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see. I'm just a product of the system of catastrophe. And yet a masterpiece, and yet I'm half deceased. And when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die. Do what it takes,
whatever it takes.
Online.
Online.
24/7, 365. Playing hit music now.
Only
on Ignite Radio.
Ignite Radio, that was As It Was by Harry Styles. Tyler, have you seen the new Black Panther Wakanda Forever?
I have seen it. I saw it last Friday, which was the opening night for it. I saw it at 10:30, so I was afraid I would fall asleep during the movie because it is a three-hour movie as well.
It's 3 hours?
Yeah, it's a three-hour movie. But I think it's 2 hours, 49 minutes. But, it, you know, it's up there. It's like a Star Wars movie or something like that. But I didn't fall asleep, and I thought it was actually a pretty good movie that, you know, I thought it was not bad.
Honestly, I would watch it, but lately, like with all the shows on Disney Plus, with all the movies coming out more on Disney Plus, I've just been feeling Marveled out.
Honestly, I have never been Marveled in. I've seen three Marvel movies, Endgame, and then Black Panther, the first Black Panther, and this Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Those are the three movies I've seen.
So. You're telling me you watched Endgame without watching Infinity War?
Yeah, I think we got into this a week ago with Taylor when she was the host because she likes Marvel as well. But yeah, I mean, I just decided to go watch Endgame. I think it was more my my family, my siblings wanted me to go watch it with them, so I watched it. I enjoyed it, though, so.
Honestly, I think Endgame would have been, like, the perfect stopping point for everything Marvel, but, of course, you know, stopping means no more money, so they aren't going to stop. Yeah,
can't do that.
Yeah. Only recent Marvel movie I enjoyed was that Spider-Man No Way Home, yeah. It was, like, a year ago, and it's full of nostalgia, but I'm a sucker for that.
Now, see, I don't know anything about Marvel, so is that the animated one, or is that...
No, the animated one was Into the Spider-Verse. Okay. No Way Home was the one where they bring back Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
Okay.
For, like, the big crossover.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
But with this Black Panther movie, let's not get into spoiler, like, story beats, but I see it sitting at 84% sitting at 84% from critics. Do you think it deserves that score?
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I don't think I'm the best critic because I don't watch all these Marvel movies. I don't know a lot. I mean, there may be some things that I'm missing, but I did watch the first Black Panther. And watching the second one, I would say that I did enjoy the first one better. But the second one is a good movie regardless. If you're a fan of it, you'll love it. There's just some points where, you know, I would do things differently, even though I'm no movie director or anything. But I know I would like to see things done a little bit differently. But, I mean, I think 84% is probably good for the people who are, you know, Marvel fans. I would probably give it around, like, a, you know, like 70, 78, 79, you know.
That makes close sense, yeah. Anyway, Ignite Radio, coming up next is the Wayback Playback with Jack.
You've just arrived in Canada from your home country to better pursue your education and create a better life for yourself. You attend your first few classes and still have not made any friends. You feel alone, confused, and slightly depressed. That's what Social Inc. is for. We accept everyone for who they are, no matter your race, religion, or sexual orientation. We provide all staff and students with a personal positive space for respect and support. When you have nobody to count on, you can depend on Social Inc. For more details, please visit mohawkcollege.ca/social-inc.
The MSA is not just Mohawk Student Association. It has the students' best interest in mind with HSR bus passes, food vendors like the Sour and Pizza Pizza, special student events happening in the Arnie, and health and dental plans. The MSA is here for you to make your college experience as easy and as fun as possible. To learn more about Mohawk Student Association, check out mohawkstudents.ca.
This is your Wayback Playback on Ignite Radio.
This artist kicked off her career with this next song being her first single ever. It released all the way back in 2005 and peaked at number 2 on the US and UK charts, reaching top 10 in 13 other countries. It would later go 3 times platinum in the US alone. Her debut album, Music of the Sun, which features this song, went gold in the US, as well as hit number 2 on the Billboard 200 charts. Altogether, this artist has released 8 studio albums with a 9th on the way and has sold over 250 million records in total. She's an actor, an activist, and will be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show in February, after not performing for 5 years. Her newest single, Lift Me Up, is featured on the Black Panther Wakanda Forever soundtrack, and she is rumored for a 2023 tour. I'm Jack Chisholm, and here's Rihanna with Ponder Replay on Ignite Radio.
You're listening to Ignite Radio. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Ignite Radio now.
I've been the leader. I came here for the music. He said, she said, I don't believe it. Control, I've been the leader. Ain't got time for this on the weekend. I came here for the music. He said, she said, I don't believe it. Control, I've been the leader. Control, I've been the leader. I've been the leader. Ooh, baby. Friday night and I've been in the mood lately. Probably think I'm leaving here with you, baby. Acting up like I dressed up for you, baby.
So what? Get back. Cause I ain't here for that. Just let get back.
Can I control? I've been the leader. I came here for the music. He said, she said, I don't. For this on the weekend, I came here for the music. He said, she said, I don't believe it. Control, I've been the leader. Control, I've been the leader. Control, I've been the leader. Ooh, baby.
Ignite Radio, that was IC. Ignite Radio, that was Control Alt Delete by Reeve. Tyler, we are halfway through November. Christmas is fast approaching. Have you already done your shopping?
I have not done my Christmas shopping. I'm one of those people that just, you know, puts it off to the last minute. I'm sure a lot of people do that, just put it off to the last minute. But I'm not a big fan of Christmas shopping either, because I always feel like the presents I get someone, they're not going to like it. So I'm a fan of just giving them gift cards or just giving them money or like scratch tickets or stuff like that. But, you know, I'm sure a lot of people don't like getting money and getting gift cards. They want like an actual, you know, well thought out gift. But I always get so worried that they're not going to like it.
Honestly, I think the best gift once you like start getting older, clothes.
You know what? Yeah, you're actually right. I feel like, yeah, socks and underwear and things like that is like, you know, when I was a kid and I got it, I would throw a fit and I'd throw them across the room and I'd lose them anyways. I'd be having mismatched socks every day. But now, if I get socks for Christmas, I will be very happy.
Yeah, like, now, I'm 22 now, you know. I just turned 22. Getting older, I've begun to, like, appreciate the finer things in life, you know.
Yeah, the socks, finer things are socks.
Underwear, Christmas gifts, that stuff's great.
Yeah.
Gone are the days of Nerf guns and gaming consoles. Just give me a new shirt.
Hey, you know what? I wouldn't mind a Nerf gun, though.
Well, personally, I'd still take a Nerf gun if you're given one, but, like, if it came down to it, I'd take a nice shirt over a Nerf gun any day.
You're right.
Speaking of Christmas, though, you ready for that Christmas music? I can already hear Mariah Carey in the back of my mind.
Dude, I've been listening to Christmas music for the past 2 weeks, man. Like, there was this radio station in Buffalo that I listened to. I don't know what channel it is, but I just have it just playing every day, just Christmas music. And I haven't gotten sick of it yet, but, you know, I'm going to keep listening to it. I love Christmas music, man.
What's your personal favorite song?
I like Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. I think
I've heard of that one.
Yeah,
I'm unsure.
He was in the Beatles. I know
Paul McCartney was in the Beatles, yeah.
I think I'm right there. What's your favorite?
I'd take Wham's Last Christmas any day of the week.
You know, that's a good song, too. That's a good pick.
Yeah. Anyway, Ignite Radio, this has been your hour with the pre-lunch bunch. I've been your host, Asa, sitting here with Tyler. Catch us every Wednesday at 11 a.m. only on Ignite Radio.
It's hard to balance school and finding time for healthy living. At the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center, you can pick a routine and stick to it. I'm Jonathan Howe, and I'm a student just like you. I use the center's free exercise classes to power through my school day. With their staff leading you, these are the kind of classes you won't want to skip after week one. For a full list of classes offered and schedules, visit mohawkcollege.ca or drop by the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center today.
When I first started at Mohawk, I was always surrounded by people. Whether I was down at the Arnie, or playing sports, or even just hanging out in the cafeteria. But even though I was always surrounded by others, it really wasn't hard for me to feel alone. At Social Inc., I found a place where I can really be myself and be a part of social inclusion and change at Mohawk. At Social Inc., you're among friends. Come say hi. We're behind the MSA desk in G112.
Nothing but hit music now. This is Ignite Radio.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older. We ain't ever getting older. We ain't ever getting older.
As good as the day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay,
I know it breaks your heart.
Shoulder, pull the sheets right off the coat.
The best hit music on the internet.
Back to the hits. Now,
this is Ignite Radio.
Thought it would be temporary. And honestly, I haven't thought about you since January. I needed space and walked away, and that was unnecessary. We used to kid around and say we argued enough to get married. And I admit that scared me. I try to act like it's not nice to see you at the same party. Can't take my eyes off you. Oh, damn, this really sucks right now. Hate the way that things went down. I can't even figure out the things that drove a wedge between us. Damn, this really sucks right now. Didn't give a good till now. Seeing you with someone else. Wow, this really sucks right now.
Your lips, it haunts me. A shot of three too many yet, and now you're not here to stop me. All the things I used to hate when you were just caring for me. I never took the blame, I guess it's too late to say I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry. Damn, this really sucks right now. Hate the way that things went down. I can't even figure out the things that drove a wedge between us now. Damn, this really sucks right now. Didn't give a good till now. Seeing you with someone else. Wow, this really sucks right now.
My life away with you. You waste my life.